Begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos, daf Yedzayin, to begin Amin Alf, begin the taste of different masks, begins with the words of the Gemara, Shashama Hashem Meya Batah B'chulu, because the one who heard, but he made a mistake, etc. Temu Mishum Keil Mameil Alames, they made him Tameh because of the vessels that were hanging over as a canopy over the dead person, which Tais comes to explain, according to what the Tarfim was saying, that the one who heard made a mistake, that he was coming to say from that story that actually all movable items could bring Tumah to whatever's under its shadow, in the oil, with the thickness of a mardeh. And that is, we taught the Mishnah Masechet Allah is that the Tanna Kamma said, all movable items could convey Tumah with the thickness of a mardeh, which, even though it's a third of a tavach, but that was the halacha that the Gzeres Chacham were, that we're going to consider it as an oil to bring Tumah to the other side if one side is over a mess and the other side is over something else. And the Arab Tavan said, no, this is a mistake. The one who heard this from the Chachamim, he made an error. He heard that the farmer who was passing by with the ox goad on his shoulder, that one side was over the grave, and the Chachamim said that the farmer's Tumah really was Tumah for the evening because he was touching the ox goad, which was over the grave. So the actual grave is Avi Avos, but that's a dead person. The ox goad is an Ava Tumah. And then the person is a Rishon Tumah, only Tumah until the evening. But it cannot go ahead and have the halachic status as an oil because it does not have the thickness of a tefach. Actually, he is not Tumah for 7 days, only for the evening because of, like we said, the transmission from the mess to the ox goad to the person himself. He thought that it was because of Tumah's oil, and obviously the Chacham made this gezerah of even the thickness of a mardeya, even though it does not have the thickness of a tefach, only a third of a tefach, that was his mistake, that says Reb Tarfon, that he thought that it was a gezerah Chachamim of Tumah's oil. Now, says Taisus Pirsh Bekuntris, Rashi explains, Tama'uhu le'ikur Tumas Erev. That the story was that they really had made the person, the farmer Tameh, up until the evening. Mishum denaga b'keil mamahil, like we were explaining, because he touched the ox goad, which is a vessel that was hanging over the grave. Shehein, which those vessels are Tumayin for Tumayin, Tumazayin, they're Tameh for 7 days because it's something that was mal ala ala mes. So it goes from one transmission from the Avi Avos to the ox goad, it becomes a Tumei Meis, which is Tumei for 7 days. And then that goes and transmits Tumei one grade lower to the farmer, Kidin Hanegeba Tumei Meis. Like someone who touches someone that's Tumei from a dead person, which is what the ox goad was, the Tumei Tumas Erev Medereisa, which that makes the farmer really a biblical Tumei as a Rishon only up until the evening. But again, his mistake was that he thought that we're giving him a Tumas oil for 7 days. That's the way Rashi explained Reb Tarfon's explanation of the mistake that the listener of the Tanna Kamma had heard. And that says, Taisa Vakasha, Taisa has a difficulty with this interpretation of Rashi. Lama ta hashemeya, why, according to Rashi's interpretation, did the one who here make a mistake? V'ha yisavish etimu tumah zayin, as Rashi explains, that the one who heard made a mistake, that he thought that the tumah was not just for the evening, as was the real case, but that he thought that they made the farmer tumah for 7 days. But why? Even the double pashtu, since it's a very simple halacha, sha'adam hanegeba tumei meis, that if a person touches tumah, that became tumah from coming in contact with a dead person, which is what this ox goat is, the tumah tumas erev, that's the tumah until the evening, not for 7 days. How could it be that the one who heard this thought that it was tumah for 7 days if he didn't touch the dead person? He only touched the mardeya, which that was ma'alala kever. So the kever is avi avos, the mardeya is av, and the person, the farmer, is a rishon. So of course it would be tumah until the evening. Why did he make this mistake, thinking that it was tumah for 7 days, and therefore that's why he thought that it must have been the rabbanu made this gezerah of a shlish of a tefach atur a tefach. Right. Moreover, question number two says that actually the min atayra biblically ha'ikar tumah tumah zayin. Another reason why it cannot be like the Rashi explains, because actually, ironically, the other way around. Taisa says biblically, actually, the farmer is tumah for 7 days. Mishum tumah b'chiburim, because halacha of tumah of things that are connected. The yikra b'diyikra b'chiburim, tumah zayin m'derais. So something that's close to something that's close, that's attached, that's tumah 7 days, is tumah 7 days biblically. In other words, if you have a person touching a dead person, and when he's touching that dead person, another person touches him, so that other person is also going to be tumah for 7 days, like as if he's touching the dead person himself. Because even though he himself didn't touch a dead person, but he's touching someone who's touching a dead person, that's called tumah b'chiburim when it's attached. It's like you're touching it itself. Like the Gemara says over there, Daf Lamed Zayin Beis, that have a fila b'chiburim al de ohil, and actually the halacha is that even if, let's say, you consider attached, not even through touching, but rather you're touching something that itself is leaning over a dead person, So when it's mal, you're touching the thing that's mal. That's also tamei tamazan. That's also tamei for 7 days. Can the mukhav brisha alis? It's obvious, like in the beginning of Masechtas Alis, that even somebody who touches something that's mal ameis, when it's being mal, he has the tamei 7 days. So if there was asked Tyson now the opposite way, that the farmer that had touched the mardeya when it was mal kever. Actually, what's, according to Rashi, Reb Tarfon saying that really the tum is only till the evening? To the contrary, actually, Reb Tarfon would agree that it should be tummy 7 days biblically because of tum b'chiburim. So how could even Reb Tarfon say that that was a mistake? He thought it was tumas oil and really it's only tumas erev. It's not true. Actually, even Reb Tarfon would agree that it should be tummy 7 days. So because of these questions, Tis disagrees, and this is the kach near a different interpretation of the Gemara, which relates to the next two taisin, which actually in the first explained is really one taisis. Basically, it's a different interpretation of this Mishnah and explanation of the Gemara. It seems shetemu leikur tumazayin. No, they actually did make the farmer tumah for 7 days, even according to Reb Tarfon, b'shem tumah b'chiburim, because of tumah of what's attached. Since he's touching the mardeya, that, so to speak, is attached to the grave because it's mal on it, and he's touching it at that time, he's considered as if he was touching the grave. So he has a tumah of shiva, like a tumah meis. So what was the mistake of the one who heard this? Not everybody knows this halacha of tumah, of things that are attached. It's not such a simple halacha. And the one who heard thought, why were they making him tumah? Because, oh, obviously, if it's tumah for 7 days, which is the case that it's talking about, that's why they made him tumah for 7 days. But wait a second, tumah is oil. But this mardeh doesn't have a thickness of a tefach. This person knew the halacha of tumah is oil, and he knows it has to have a thickness of a tefach. Oh, must be kimin shesh bekeif tefach. Must be, oh, because the akko doesn't have a width of a tefach, but it has a circumference of a tefach. Oh, the kach shana, that's why such a tefach, and he made the mistake, and he taught the opening halacha of that mishnah. Kol ha-metal mevi'in tumah. All movable items, including this ox goat, conveys tumah latame kol asher tachta, whatever is beneath it, mishum oil ba'ovei mardeya, because of the laws of oil and the thickness of mardeya, that's why he taught it, but that was a mistake. It wasn't because of oil. It was actually only because he was touching the mardeya. This farmer, he was considered tumah b'chiburim, and therefore tumah 7 days, and therefore that answers both questions on Rashi. You're right, we wouldn't come to confuse tumas erev and tumas zayim, because everyone knows that a rishon l'tumah of a person is only tumah 7 days. And additionally, the contrary, Tosafos explains that no, tumah chiburim would say that according to everyone is tumah 7 days. But the question is why, and that's the difference regarding is it anything beneath the mardeya, only what's touching it. On that, Reb Tarfon was saying it's only the person on that, the Tanakama, he said, made the mistake, thought anything beneath it because coming out as tumas oil, not because of tumas of chiburim. The next Tosafos there, Masl, which again is the next two are really from the same Tosafos, really. The Omer B'Kiva. So on this theme, again, the way Taisa explains the sugya, not like Rashi, B'Kiva says, "Ah, ani asak and I'll fix shi'yidir v'chachamim kayyamin." That to establish this halacha of the Tanakama that the sages should be valid, shi'yu that it should be the halacha kol matalim mevi'in tumah ala odom hanoisin. You're right; it's not anything beneath the mardeya, but that any movable item could go ahead and convey tumah to the person that's carrying them bo'ivir mardeya in the thickness of the mardeya, which Taisa comes to explain. The reason the Chacham instituted a tumah of 7 days on the person who's carrying these movable items that are mal on the mess that doesn't have a thickness of a tefach, which again the Gemara brought, Reb Akiva came to explain from the question of Reb Tarfon, the halacha of the Mishnah, the kol matal mevinas a tumah ba'ever mardeya, that the gzeira of tumah of shiva was only for the one of oil, was only for the one that's carrying it. But you're right, other kalim or people that are beneath that are not and not touching are not going to have this halacha only if it has a thickness of a tefach. So Tosafos comes to explain that the gzeirah and the person who's carrying that mardeya, that's one other side is leaning over a grave, the gzeirah was mishum oil because of a canopy latamid tumah shiva to convey tumah for 7 days. That a filah, what does that mean? Didn't we just say that of course even Reb Tarfon agrees it's tumah for 7 days because of tumah chiburim? That comes to explain what was Reb Akiva adding on according to Tosafos's interpretation is a filah hechadulishayach tumah b'chiburim, that even when it's not applicable, this tumah b'chiburim. Because again, we're saying even Reb Tarfon really agrees it's tumah 7 days. So what's and you're telling it's only for the person who's carrying. So what according to Tosafos's Reb Akiva coming to say different Reb Tarfon is even if it wouldn't be applicable, the halach of tumah through connection. Kugain, for example. Sheyesh sudur mafzik bein amardeya lebesarit. If he has a towel or kerchief that's interposing, that's separating between the ox goat and his flesh, shasudur tamei tumah shiva mishum chibur. Yeah, the actual sudur, the kerchief, that will be tamei 7 days because that's considered attached to the source of the tumah, to the mardeya. The hainu, the gersis chiburi oil b'mes, the attachment of an oil in a dead person. So yeah, the sud is considered attached to the mardei, which is malal ames. But the adam, in this case, the person ainer tamei afilu mirabanan. He's not going to be tamei for even rabbinically, because he's not considered attached to the mardeya. Ela tomas erev the tamei midarai. So the only thing he will be tamei for will be tamei for the evening, which that he'll be biblically tamei because of through the contact of the sudr, which that's considered an avatoma as through chiburim, and he's touching that. But that's what we're coming to say. In that case, we made gzeira that the person who's carrying the mardeya, even though it does not have a width of a tefach, that one side is leaning on the dead person and one side he's carrying, that he will be tamei 7 days because of oil. And that's what Reb Kiva is coming to add on to explain the halacha for the Tanna Kama. K'nemuchim per gimel minim, like it's obvious in the Gemara, in Nazir, daf membeiz membeiz, where begazru, they made a gzeira sheya adam, that a person who's carrying something that's a movable thing, which does not have a width of a tefach, that one end is leaning over the dead person, the one who carries it should be tamei tumas zayin mishum oil, and he will be tamei 7 days because of oil. Why do we make this gezerah? Shleyitu oisam she'en yoidim din tumah b'chiburim, so that those who don't know the exact parameters of the halacha of tumah through connection, they should not make a mistake. If you remember, they're going to say, whoa, she'tamei tumas zayin mishum oil, that even though he has a tumas oil, that still he's only tumah till the evening, and they're going to say, yeah, kimin she'esh be'kei for tefach, because the circumference have a tefach. So therefore they might come to say she'im ba'oil el tumas erev, that for the tum of oil you only tame up until the evening, as we see that oh here he was under the oil of the madea. Therefore they made the gzeresh tame zayin that he should be tame 7 days kadma matame ba'oil, like a person that is tame from the oil shleichilku, where they did not make a differentiation. That even if there's actually in between him and the ox goat, he's not directly touching it, so there's no tum b'chiburim. But this time we made the gzeira that it should be a tumah of oil, even if there's shleisha sedur maidal, even if there's three or four kerchas between him and the mardeya. And hence, according to the basic halacha, the adam revi or chamisha yosef, the person would really be either revi l'tumah or chamisha l'tumah, or even more than that, because every single kerchiv is another transmission of tumah. And even though we don't find anywhere that there's a chamisha l'tumah, but still, the Chacham made the gzeira over here that he's going to have a tumah of 7 days because of oil, because of this concern that people are going to think that it really is of oil, and still you see that it's not tumah 7 days, they're going to think that tumah's oil is not for 7 days. So therefore, they went and they made the gzeira of oil on this person that's carrying it, even though in this case, like we're saying, is no tumah chiburim. Now, this is vafilam ha'metaltim b'shut dekliyetz. Even if the movable item is that's being carried is a flat wooden weir, she'enim b'nei kibuli tumah, which actually is not able to even contract tumah, the leishaycha bem tumah chiburim, where it's not even applicable the whole halacha of tumah to something that's attached, because the person who's carrying the flat wood over the dead person cannot become tummy because he's attached to the wood, because the wood itself is not tummy, because it's not makabel tumah. Still, because of this concern that we're describing, we're still saying the person beneath it, because they're going to think it is tummy because of oil. We made that person that even if it doesn't have the thickness of a tefach, will be tummy for 7 days as the tumah of oil. Now, but as Taisa explains, v'davka bo'eva mardeya, but this at least if it has the thickness of a mardeya, which although it does not have a thickness of a tefach, which is the halacha mishum sinai for the laws of oil, but at least shesh be'kei for tefach, its circumference is that of a tefach. But pachas became, but if it had less than that, then leke lemiti klal shehi mishum oil, then you're not going to have this confusion at all to think that it's as oil again, which then you run into the problem, if it's oil, then why is it not tumah for 7 days? Oh, it must be oil, it's not tumah for 7 days. No, because the Taisa explains, even if the people who see this, they don't know that there's a specific halacha regarding tumah of attachment, and they're going to see the person's tumah only for the evening, they're not going to know the exact parameters, and they're going to think, oh, his tumah has oil, still lo yitu. They're not going to come to make the mistake and to think that it's really tumah has oil, because here there is no oil at all, because you don't even have a circumference of a tefach. Ela yishlu atam. So, but they don't know. Yeah, but they're going to come and ask the reasoning. Why is the person telling me who's carrying it? They're not going to come to think that it's as oil and come to confuse and think oil is less than 7 days, because everyone knows it has to have a tefach. The only thing is, people might confuse the thickness for a circumference. But if they're going to know that it doesn't have anything of a tefach, not even the circumference, they're not going to come to confuse it at all. And therefore, there's no gezeira, as we see from, as Rabbi Kiva has explained, the halacha of the Tanna Kama, according to the way Taisa's explanation is, that even when there's no tum b'chiburim, still we're going to make the halacha of tumas el rabbinically, as long as it has something of a tefach. But less than that, there's no confusion at all. Okay, the next Taisa, the Rimaskowitz, continues on the theme of the previous Taisa, again, which is explained as really one Taisa. that that's only as Rabbi Akiva explains and answers the halacha of the Chachamim to from the question of Rabbi Tarfon, says only the person who's carrying it has this Tumas Oel Medrabon. But Val Shara de Mekim, regarding other people or vessels that's beneath the Oivim Ardea, is only going to be Berseh Tavach. That would only be about the thickness of a Tavach. Chayes comes to explain that why did they say, even according to Rabbi Tarfon, that the Mardeya is going to be Tame, but it's Pshut, it creates, it's a flat wooden vessel that's not Mekabel Tomo. The Gemara brought, Rabbi Kiva resolved, and he says, you're right, this time he's saying, Ol Metal Namavinus Tame Bavim Mardeya, that was only a Tome of Shiva Midrabanan on the person who's carrying it. But all other things are beneath it, since they're not touching it, and there really is no oil, so therefore that was only if it has a whiff of a Tefa. Tez comes to explain that this that we're explaining, that all the other things beneath the Mardeya, if it's not a tefach thick and they're not touching it, there's no gzir of tumah. Why is that? Because kivn the lekev and shum tumah bichiburin, as Tais explains the whole sugya, here there is no tumah through connection because they're not touching the Mardeya at all. So boy, oil chashiv. So then you have to have a significant oil, which, as we explained, halacha mishum sin as a tefach. Kibeshar drum like all other things, and therefore if it doesn't have it, I'm not going to come to confuse because there is no tumah at all. Bichiburin confused that with oil, there's no tumah at all. So therefore, it's only if it has the actual tefach. Will we say that it's Tame, but if not, not. Now, says Taishivim Tame, begin to say, Lama Temuhu, why did they say that the farmer is going to be Tame? For Zion for 7 days, as we explained, Mishum Chibur, because he's considered attached to the oil, to the mess through the Mardeya that he's connected to, which itself is oil on the mess. L'Rib Tarfon, according to Rib Tarfon, the question's on Rib Tarfon, who he holds that there is no Gzer of Tumas oil by this movable thing that does not have a thickness of tefach, as he contests this halacha the chacham. Because as Taisa explained previously in Dirin Maskel Shoshama, said the truth is, everyone holds biblically this farmer is going to be tummy for 7 days because of tummy b'chibur. It's just that Reb Tarfon says the one who heard it made a mistake and thought it was because of tumas oil, that they obviously made this rabbinic law. But and that Reb Tarfon disagrees. But he also agrees that it's going to be tummy for 7 days because of chibur. On this primary halacha as Taisa, but by Mardeya, by the ox goad, it's a smooth vessel which does not have a concave. But let me kabel tumah, and therefore it's not makabel tumah. So if so, so then the Mardeya is not makabel tumah, and the farmer touch it, should not be tameh, because as Taisa explains, obviously we're talking about in hadarva metecha Mardeya. Must be that the metal piece, that's the main part of the ox goad that sticks and prods the animals, that must be that that's not inside the Mardeya. Because if there was the prodder inside, the metal piece inside, then even if it was a minute amount, not a tefach, it would convey tumah to whatever is beneath it. Why? Why would that be? Then you say tumas oil is only if you have a tefach? Yes, but if you had the metal piece inside, the cher of harei kachol, the halacha is that there's a unique halacha regarding metal, regarding a sword, that we view it as if it's the dead person itself. Which it means to say that if the sword is actually in the dead person, someone touches the sword, the knife, it's as if he touched the dead person itself. Now, that's a halacha brought elsewhere, that chevarei kechal. It says Taisus that afilai de oihil, that this halacha of chevarei kechal would be even through the halachas of oil. It doesn't have to actually be touching the dead person. There's two ways of touching. There's touching in the actual maga, and then there's touching through being oil on it. It's like obvious in the beginning of Masechet Olis. So therefore here, that the metal piece would have the halacha as the dead person itself, and then the ox goad itself would be at like a yad. It would be secondary to the metal piece, because it's a handle for it, it's considered tuffle to it, and therefore actually then it would have the halacha even less than a tafach. B'chol pasuk de b'chol cherev, and more of it says Tosek is actually the whole pasuk of chol cherev. The Rishin le b'tumas oil, as the Gemara in Benozaber Kohen Gadol of Nun Gimel Beis actually expounds the whole halacha of chever kechel actually in the context of tumas oil, which is that whatever is leaning over it in the surface of the field, that it has halacha like the dead person itself, and therefore then why would we say that it has to have any measurement at all? Then everyone would agree then it would have this halacha of tumah as the dead person itself. So obviously we're talking about that it does not have this darvon, it does not have the metal piece in the Mardeya, and as we're seeing that, therefore it has to have some measurement of shear to regarding becoming tamei, because again, if it had the darvon, had the metal piece, everyone would agree that it doesn't have to have any shear of a tefach. So obviously we're talking about it doesn't have it. So then we're back to the question. So then if it doesn't have the metal piece, all you have is the wooden handle, that's a pshut de kliyetz, and that's not makabel tumah in the first place. So how are we even saying this whole tumah b'chibur? So I remember says, yes, the chashav based kiblet is considered a receptacle. Why? Because makam shenaisin darvim b'mardas, you have the actual place where you put the metal prod into the mardas. And the Tosfos explains, b'lohava based kibbutz asur lamalas. It's not considered a receptacle that's used to fill up, which in halacha, that's not considered a receptacle, because if it's usually plugged up, it's not a receptacle, it's usually plugged up. Here we don't consider that. Why? Because the Tosfos explains, she'ein kleven noisei sham, because it's not permanent over there. Ela pa'ama manichin, because sometimes you put it in there, pa'ama masim, sometimes you take it away, as we explained actually, as our halacha is talking about, where it's not inside of it. And therefore, we consider it as it has a base kibbutz. So it's obvious in Masechet Tzkeilin. The chasha base kibbutz that is considered a receptacle does not look like the Mishnah Masechet Tzkeilin that says, Hamardeya, this Mardeya that we're talking about, this cattle prod, which doesn't have the prod inside of it, yesh la'acharayim b'toich. It has a back and it has an inside. What does that mean? There's two ways of it with the laws of Tumah. What does it mean, toich? Which means say not just on the outside, it has also a toich because it is considered like a kli kibbutz. Now, however, says Tosfos, "Bahad did not prepare test the kelim." But this they learned in the ninth parak of Masechet Kelim, that this kush, which is this type of a pelech, the spindle that the woman used to spin thread with, to sew with shabala tzinor, where if it absorbed the tzinor, which at the edge there's this metal twisted piece, which is called the tzinorah, which that's like it's like absorbed into the metal part of the tip of the pelech, which is totally covered. Or Omalmid, which is the case we're discussing, this prod, Shabala Darvin, Mechula, which it absorbs this Darvin. So you have this long stick that at the end is this thin metal piece, which is used to prod the animals, that's also absorbed in the stick itself. It's totally covered in the stick. So says the Mishnah, Hayu Tahirim, if, let's say, they were Tahar, V'nechnesula Oyel, and they went into the tent where there's a dead person, where, again, like we said, the metallic parts of these tools are absorbed inside the actual kli, so nitma, so they become tummy. Pirish, what does that mean? Hadarvan levadai, only the metal piece becomes tummy, because, in other words, it's not what the halacha there is coming to say. It's not saved from being accepting, from contracting tumma, because it's like, so to speak, hidden inside the kli, because it's not matzl in the oil ames, only a kli that has a teich. And the Malmud is not considered like a kli that has a toich to save the metal that's inside of it that's not mekabel tuma. And it says the Mishnah, Noga Bahen, if let's say it touches the pelech or the Malmud, a kikar shel truma, loaf of truma, when the metal is still inside, which became tame because it went into the oil ames, then tar, that loaf of bread is going to be tar. Why? Because the loaf of bread only touched the wood and not the metal. And the wood is not mekabel tuma. Why not? And this is the point of Tosfos. Because the pshudik kliyeitz. So mashmit sounds like the malmit chashav pshudik kliyeitz, that the actual wooden part of the prod is considered a flat wooden vessel. L'kach tar kikash truma shenaga b'malmit. Therefore, the loaf of truma that touches the malmit is going to be tar. Shal malmit lekibel tuma and not darvin. Because the malmit, although the darvin is mekabel tuma, like we said, it's not protected, although it's absorbed inside the handle, but it becomes tamei. But the Malmud is not mekabel tuma from the Darvin because it's pshudik kliyeitz. Malmud and Mardeya mistama, kolechet says Tosfos, and we could presume that this Malmud and Mardeya are really all the same thing. They're both pshudik kliyeitz that absorbed inside the metal. And the difficulty is in the argument we're saying that the Mardeya is mekabel tuma because we said it's considered based kibul from the Darvin. Says Tosfos, when we read, the Rish says, the ekologmi, you could explain, Bekai Gavna, that we're talking about such a case over there, Shi'ef Shalahitzi Adarvin, that you cannot take out the metallic piece at the end, Elim Kin Yeshava Beis Kibuloi, only if you break the receptacle. Ulakach Leichashav Su Beis Kibul, therefore it's not considered a Beis Kibul, because it's used to plug it in, it always stays there. Oh, so that's why it's not considered a base kibbutz. Here in our Gemara, we're talking about where the Mardeya has a base kibbutz, and Mekabel Tumah, it's talking about where you could sometimes take it in and take it out, and therefore, because of that, it's going to have the halacha as a base kibbutz, and therefore, even when it's not inside of it, we said that it is a davar de Mekabel Tumah, and therefore, it will have the Tumah for the person who's touching it with a Tumah b'chibur. Continuing next, Tosfos of Masechet Tosfos begins with the words of the Gemara, Gezrani Tuma Afal Masika. I'm going to make a Gzer and Tuma, even with someone who's harvesting the olives. Which Tosfos can explain what's the reason why Shami was not Gezer and Tuma, even on someone who harvests the olives. That is Gemara brought that one of the 18 things that they decreed that day was that someone's Boitzel Gassi, harvest the grapes for the wine press. Which, that's, you're taking the grapes specifically for the wine press to make wine out of them. And as you're harvesting, and then some of the grapes get wet from the grapes that get squeezed out, without intention of squeezing it out. Shami says the grapes are going to be hukshel lekabel tuma because of the grapes that are squeezed out. Till says no, because it's not desirable and it's only going to drip out anyway. So, and that Hill said to Shammai, according to you, that you say we are concerned, so then why do we require harvesting the grapes in the state of Tara with Kelim that are Tara and not with Kelim that are Tamei? Why don't we say the same thing regarding olives? Why over there did you not require that the halacha should be that you should also harvest it in the state of Tara? So that Shammai said to Hill, as we said in our different Masechet Taisis, if you provoke me, I'm going to make the Gzeira Tamei even on the one who harvests the olives. Now, but Pirsha Rav Reb, so what's actually the reason? Why didn't they make the Gzeira on Tuma also on harvesting the Alas? Is because, which, as we said in the Gemara, one of the interpretations was the Gzeira Shem Yitzirena, but Kupas Mizavavis, because you might come to harvest it with the baskets that are covered with pitch, which it's going to prevent from squeezing out, and then you're going to want the olive oil, just like you want the grape juice. Says Taisus Leishayach Bezesim, because that reasoning is not applicable by the case of olives. Why? Because the moil ha-yoytzimim, the juice that comes out of the olives, loichashem mashke, is not considered a beverage. The whole halach is regarding machsh lekabel tum has to be one of the seven liquids, yes, which grape juice and olive oil is considered. But by olive oil, that olive juice that squeezes out then when you're harvesting is not considered one of the halachic beverages. I says Taisus about the Masech Maschirin. I relearned Masech Maschirin in the sixth parak moil hashem kishemen, that the oil that squeezes out of the oil of the olive is like, I mean, even that just the initial juice that seeps out is like oil itself and should be machshel kavatam. Yeshlemis says what you can say is the hainu b'moil hayotze la'achar tzitza. That's only the juice that drips out after when it was heated up and pressing against one and each other. La'achar sha'amdu b'kaymer beiz yom magimel, when it was sitting in this pile in the vat for 2 or 3 days. Then that's where we say that it's considered moil, is considered like a shemen. But the asi k'reb Yaakov, we're going like k'reb Yaakov the resh chavis in the beginning. Parak Chavis later on of Kovim Dalma Beis, that's considered as juice. Ava Moyel Yitzal the Mesika, but the juice that comes out by harvesting. A filler of Yaakov Moyel the Tarim Yaakov, who agrees that he says that Moyel is considered Shemen. That's only if it was fermenting all that time and heated up. But when the juice that just comes out when you're harvesting, even he would agree that that's not going to be considered the shemen, and therefore it's going to be tar. And so to b'chein, all the other interpretations of the Gemara, like gezer d'neishche, is the concern that we said, let's say, when the clusters are biting on each other. So to up'am shod m'yitz l'karmer lay d'megi anav l'ivtzar, we said that sometimes the person is going to go to the vineyard and he's going to want to know, did it reach the time for harvesting, and he's going to squeeze it out and to see if it ripened and it's going to go onto the grapes. Nami lo shaykh ben, those reasoning also do not apply to the case of the olives, because by olives, first of all, it's not like clusters of grapes that they're so tightly attached. And also, a person generally does not squeeze out his olives on top of all the olives to see that if it reached a time for harvesting. So therefore, that's why this was not made regarding olives. It was only made regarding this gezeira regarding grapes. And therefore, says Taisus v'hashta asi shab, and now it also makes sense. The time to come on Bereish Chavis, we learned the Bryce in the beginning of Perek Chavis, that Memheim and Olive, that says, Mavetzeya Bezeisim, if someone did squeeze out his olives, Lay the Imhigu Zeisav Limsegim Lav, to see if, let's say, his olives reached the time of harvesting or not, that we said, Loi Hochshir, it's not susceptible to the olives to receive Tumah, because, like we said, since the juice that squeezes out is not considered Mashka, therefore it does not make the olives vulnerable to Tumah. Turn next, Taisus of Masl, Taisus begins the words of the Gemara. Hanich Laman Dama, this is very well according to the one who says Kli Tami Chesha Mashka, that a Tami vessel considers the liquid as significant. Which Taisus comes to explain, who is this that holds that a Kli Tami is going to consider the liquid as significant? Which, that's what the Gemara was coming to say. What's the reason why we made this Gezerah? So the first interpretation of the Gemara was that a Kli Tami is going to be Machshav the Mashka. So the Gemara says, well, that's only good according to the one who holds that case. According to the one that doesn't hold over that, what's going to be the halacha? So the Gemara comes up with different interpretations. Now Taisus comes to explain, who is this Tana that holds that a Kli Tami is Choshev Mashka? So he says, but Tesefta de Machshirin, and Rashi says he doesn't know who it is, Taisus brings Tesefta de Machshirin, the fourth paragabe, Rebish, a Yaradela Flatecha, by a pot that the rainwater is dripping down into it, which is not desirable. So it's told over there, if you take that pot, that trough, and you take it to spill out the water somewhere else, so the Braisa brings the following machlekes. That water is considered in the category of kiyuta. In other words, that water will make food items susceptible to tumah. Because since he's not spilling out the water in its place, rather he's taking it to spill it somewhere else, he's revealing his intention that he wants the water to stay there until he spills it out. So it comes out that those waters have a desire related to it, so therefore it's going to be makshud the food, the kabal tumah. Basil holds that no, the water is not kiyutan, it's not going to be makshur, because since he's taking it to spill it out, so obviously he does not want it, and therefore it's not going to be makshur. Now, says the Braisa Mehmed, but when we say this, regarding this arevah, and you're going to spill it out if it's kiyutan or not, that's betahira. That's if the arevah, the trough, is tar. But if it's tame, hakol moedin marizim b'chiyutan, then everyone, even Bissel, is going to agree that it is b'chiyutan. That's divrei Meir. So he's the Tana that holds that a kli tame is chesher amashka. Rabbi Yisrael, he says, no, achas tame v'achas tar, no, whether it's tame or tar, you have the same achlekes b'shamim b'chiyutan, and Bissel are me'ein b'chiyutan, because Rabbi Yisrael holds that a kli tame is not going to make the liquid significant. And that's what the Gemara says, that this is machlekes tanoim if a kli tame is chesher amashka or not.